engineer. He told his farmer, do not interfere. All I want in my water and my coal, look out the window, see me drive wheel. Early one morning, came a shower of rain. Round the curve, I seen a packing train. In the cabinet was Casey Jones. He's a noble engineer, but he's dead, man. Bedside, she was lacing up her shoe. Said, go away, children, and hold your breath. Gonna draw a picture at your daddy's death. Put it on your head. Go down in town, see your dad. Let them ride the rod. Trust they lies in the hands of God. Casey said before he died, one more road that he won't ride. People wonder what road could that be? The Colorado in the sand.
This has been All Things Folk here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Ken Batiste, and again, I want to thank you for listening to today's program. I'll come back next week. We'll do this again. That's when I'll see you on the radio. But before I go, let me tell you what we heard. Mississippi John Hurt, Taj Mahal, Big Bill Brunsey, Elizabeth Cotton, and Phoebe Snow featuring the Holmes Brothers. Well, that wraps up the program today. Be safe. See you next week. Stay tuned for A Course in Miracles at 5 o'clock.
of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a must.
WRCT Pittsburgh, it's A Course in Miracles.
Arrange a space where you'll be uninterrupted by phones or people for the next 30 minutes. Lie or sit in a comfortable position. Make any last-minute adjustments. This is your time to relax and let go. This is your time to experience the world of the Dolphin Dream Time. Aboriginals and Native Islands have been entering the Dolphin Dream Time for thousands of years. The Dream Time is now open and available to all those who wish to enter. Watch the breath. Use the breath to take you down into a deep state of relaxation. As you breathe in, imagine that you are drawing golden energy down through the crown chakra at the top of the head, down to the toes, drawing energy and healing into the body. As you breathe out, allow the out breath to relax the body, letting go of any tension. Look around the body for any areas of tension that may be there. Breathe golden light into this area. Relaxing, letting go, allowing the body to become heavy and relaxed. Imagine now that you are standing at the entrance of a very large cave. Feel the warmth, comfort, and safety of the cave. As you look into the cave, you notice that there are three flights of stairs gently leading down. Each staircase has 11 steps with a small landing between. These are the steps that will take you deep into relaxation, deep into the dream time. Begin to walk down these steps, counting with me as you go. 33, 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27, 26, 25, 24, 23. Now walk along the landing to the next flight of stairs. Start counting again with me as we go. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12. As you walk down these steps, you become more relaxed. Now to the next landing. And to the final flight, counting with me now. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 1. Now you are standing on the floor of the cave. Look around you. See that there are many types of crystals suspended from the ceilings and the walls. Notice the clarity of the clear crystals, the deep richness of the smoky quartz, the violet of the amethysts, golden yellow of the citrine, and the calming pink of the rose quartz. Watch as the lights play on these minerals, displaying their beautiful colors. Imagine that you can feel into the energies of these crystals. Gradually, you can feel their healing energies, transforming any fears or doubts that you may have in your life at present. Become one with the crystals. Become one with all of this wonderful mineral kingdom.
I'm flying.
see the light getting bigger and bigger until you come to an opening. Stepping through, you look down into the most beautiful tropical garden you have ever seen. The garden is full of palms, tropical plants, beautiful bird life, and many varieties of animals. Walking down the path through the garden, feel a oneness with the plant and animal kingdoms. The healing and strength that can be transferred from plants and animals. Feel the restrictions drop away as you become one with the garden and the animals. At the end of the garden, you find yourself looking out onto a small bay. In the bay, you see the glistening bodies of playing dolphins. They become aware of your presence and call for you to join them. Step down into the calm, warm water. Down into the ocean to be with the dolphins. The dolphins swim closer and closer until they are there with you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. you have money or nothing to spend, it'll make no difference in 100 years or so. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Wise men and fools, two'll get you five. You'll never get out of this world alive. Don't run and hide, it's no use, I know. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Start this mess. Some of us stay and some of us go. Sooner or later, we all make the little flowers grow. Or later, we all make the little flowers grow.
To swim along in their wake, allow yourself to become one with them. As you become one with them, you experience your heart center expanding. Feel the expansion of this love energy gently enfolding your whole body. Gently now, these feelings expand further to enfold the dolphins, the ocean, and all beings. This is the gift of the dolphins, the gift of love, the gift of joy, and the gift of freedom. As you relax and feel safer, they take you further, far beyond human limitations, right back to the source of all life. Allow yourself to be with the dolphins and whales and with all creation. Allow the dolphins to gently guide you to their deepest secrets and any knowledge that will help you in your life.
Breakfast. Whiskey Before Breakfast is a fiddle tune and a radio show, not a prescription from your podiatrist. Tune in to WRCT Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast, Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. And stick around for an hour of bluegrass at 1 p.m. Wednesdays on the Black Diamond Show. Where else but on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and www.wrct.org. Democracy Now! Is a national, daily, independent, award-winning news program. Democracy Now! Hosts real debates between people who substantially disagree, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded, so let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth, because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body, and nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not. So, talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT is supported by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. And if you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
the cork on the ocean, floating over the raging sea. Thank you.
there's a question as to whether the brain in 1954, in the Dark Ages, there was a period where there was a question as to whether the brain, which was contained mind brain, we're talking about now, whether the brain could stay awake of itself, or whether it needed stimulation from the outside, external reality. There are two schools of thought on this. Magoon at UCLA in neurophysiology said that it needed an outside set of stimuli going through the reticular formation to keep it awake. Whereas Bremer in Brussels, Belgium, said, no, the brain contains self-sustaining oscillator neuronal circuits which keep it awake. So I decided to attenuate, as far as possible, the external reality. So I hunted all over the NIH campus at Bethesda, National Institutes of Health, and I inspect at lunch one day, when I voiced my need, said, oh, we have such a tank in the National Institute of Arthritis and Metabolic Diseases, which was built here by the Office of Naval Research during World War II, measuring the metabolism of underwater swimmers. So the tank had good karma. So I went over and found this tank. It was made out of wood. It was about 8 feet long, about 4 feet wide. And it was inside a soundproof chamber, a double soundproof chamber, outside of which there was a altitude chamber full of rats being taken to altitude. This was all in a temporary building called T2. I don't think T2 even exists anymore. But anyway, it was not being used, and so Heinz allowed us to use it.
What is T2?
Temporary Building 2. Maybe. Vemos. So I then devised suspensions and various elaborate techniques and a head mask so that I could breathe underwater. I tried all of the Navy masks from the Naval Diving Center in Washington. None of them were comfortable. They all hurt sooner or later. So I built one which I could pull over my head like a stocking and had two tubes coming out to breathe. I finally immersed myself in the darkness and the silence. Oh, I had a temperature regulating valve on the water flowing through the tank, so it didn't make any difference if I urinated or defecated because the water went on through out in the sewer. Later, that was not possible because we needed the higher density water of Epsom salts. But in those years, for 10 years, I used that system there and other places. And I immediately found that this was a doorway. This was not an isolation tank. That's a cover story. It is really a doorway into the universe. It allows one to escape one's body. One's soul can leave, and one can clean one's karma from one's soul and become pure spirit and communicate with God. This was such an astonishing discovery. This was such simple tools that I didn't dare speak of it at the time. I barely mentioned seeing a blue tunnel and various things that people call hallucination. I didn't dare talk about changes in states of being, states of consciousness, and of conversing with God. After all, I was working in the National Institute of Mental Health among a bunch of psychiatrists, and they would have considered me totally psychotic and locked me up. I probably would have been their guinea pig instead of my own. So I then got a psychiatrist to try it. Ed Everts. He went in the tank, spent 2 hours, came out and wrote in the book, nothing happened. He doesn't know how lucky he was. And he lost interest. Later, Jay Shirley, another psychiatrist, got in the tank and got so hyper-enthusiastic about it that he built one in the Veterans Hospital, you know, at the University of Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City, in which Lewis Jolyon West, M.D., the head of the UCLA Neuropsychiatric Institute now, got in and spent 18 hours to make a record. He did. Nobody else has matched that record since. Jolly subsequently kept somebody awake 92 hours at 42nd and Broadway in a booth, and later killed an elephant. We thought it was with the 342 milligrams of LSD-25 they gave the elephant. But it wasn't that. It was the tranquilizer they gave him to prevent the convulsions. The same experiment has been repeated with two more elephants, and they have not died without the tranquilizer. So this is somewhat of the history of the tank. I tried to present these results at a symposium in Harvard University, sponsored by Philip Solomon in the psychiatric department there. He had taken my paper on the subject that I published in 1956 and copied the references for his own paper, reinterpreted all the results without even trying the tank on the basis of his experiments on people in poliomyelitis respirators, involuntary subjects, all of whom cried out and wanted to escape, and he called it psychosis. So he held a symposium, and Jay and I went and gave a paper, which subsequently was published in the Columbia University series on spaceflight, because Solomon edited us out of the book because we disagreed with the non-beneficial effects of isolation that he was espousing. We were espousing doing it because we got into ecstasy. According, apparently, ecstasy is dangerous to psychiatrists. Happiness is quite counter to their program. Cures and all of that are hallucinatory for them. So we were left out. So I've never used the word sensory deprivation because we've never experienced it. In the tank, we've experienced everything else. Expanded universes, alternate realities, God, such a rich menu. So we call isolation tanks to keep the panty waste out of it and those without courage. It started at the National Institute of Mental Health, got suppressed there because a psychologist wanted to examine what happened to people that went in the tank, and I said, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to free one up with total initiative, not under the behest of anybody. So the idea of self-metaprogramming and freedom in the tank went along with the tank. And that developed very powerfully in 1964 when I was able to take LSD-25. I had a fellowship under the National Institute of Mental Health for 5 years, and hence Sandoz could supply pure acid for me. I spent 2 years in the tank running experiments in the Virgin Islands, this time in seawater, in an 8-foot cube above a dolphin pool. And they programmed the trips, as I found out later, and took me out into the universe in a very expanded way.
They?
The dolphins.
Really?
The three dolphins, yes. They are very pure spiritual beings. And that's why I had to stop kind of dolphins, which I was doing in 1968.
Tells me.
gone, and for you there's no tomorrow. Well, life is not as bad as it seems. You can always take a vacation from life and visit your dreams. Dreams are not so far just a matter of technicality. Dreams were made for me and for you, and dreams have been known to come true. So life is not as bad as it seems. You can always take a vacation from
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Spectrum. The Ebony Spectrum is a public affairs talk show that explores and celebrates the broad range of contemporary and historic social, cultural, political, economic, and spiritual currents which comprise the African diaspora, from Pittsburgh, PA to Kingston, Jamaica.